The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Number one, Johnny Hill's playing with the microphone. That's the sounds. They're very relaxed. Okay, Johnny Hill, president of Men of God Moving, is hanging out with us. He's going to have a good time. We're going to talk about a couple of different things. I think it'll be cool. Also, what do judgment, splinters, and hypocrisy have to do with one another? Good question. And then finally, times can be good, times can be bad, times can be happy, times can be sad. And that's the way the cookie crumbles.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
I wrote that, by the way. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience. I did that on purpose. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. If you get through this process and this show with me and with Johnny, you are a champion. Politics, entertainment, and current events, personal revelation, spiritual observation, my life, insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call, 972-445-0770. We have trivia, we have the opportunity for praise reports, prayer requests, whatever works for you works for us. As long as we're advancing the kingdom of God, it's a good thing. Any topic is open for conversation, because it's not professional radio. Nope. No professionalism here. None. Zero. How much? Zero. How much? Zero. You know what? You can ask Wonder Julie. She will tell you. Zero. In fact, it's not professional. It's just radio. All right? It's cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. The David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. First, let's welcome Johnny Hill, Men of God Moving, menofgodmoving.com. How you doing, Johnny?
Doing great, David. How are you?
I'm doing good. We are working on some experiments that the Lord is working on in our lives, and we don't have any idea what they're for and where they're going, but we just say, yes, Lord. See, every time you don't say, yes, Lord, then you got a whole other set of problems. So you got to say, yes, Lord. For those that don't know, menofgodmoving.com, that's your website, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Let me ask you this. What's your phone number?
817-707-7672.
There you go. 817-707-7672. If you're looking for somebody to help you make a move and you're thinking, well, I'm moving from point A to point B and I'd prefer not to pay $15 million, you probably pretty good bet to call Johnny. Talk to him, say, heard you on the David Spoon Experience, don't want to pay $15 million for my move. He might be there going, yeah, we can help you. $14,995,000. That's all they'll charge. Let's cover a couple of things. We'll do in the next segment, we'll do our sponsor because we have Johnny in. Plus, I met with somebody today, Ashford Insurance. So I was had a pretty good, really good meeting actually with John Ashford. So we're in prayer for that. We had a nice little connection. He has knows some people in the past that I know. That's always a fun thing. Plus, I also have like five other meetings. So I want everybody in the audience to be praying, because straight and forward. If we don't get that money in from some of them sponsors, you're going to hear this. And that's no fun to hear. Let me just point that out to you. Let's get into our very first segment. Oh, before we do that, I think we do have a couple of holiday things we got to cover. In fact, this is really the November 3rd, November 4th holiday, I must confess. November, because today's the 4th, right? And yesterday was the 3rd. And I didn't realize that when I was putting this together. Because my brain doesn't work that good. That's why. And let me just ask you this. The special events I got correct, but did you know yesterday and today? So I'm combining. Do you know what holidays were yesterday by any chance at all?
I don't.
It was Sandwich Day, which is like, how could that not be a Monday? Right? A sandwich day on a Sunday. And then it was Cliche Day, see?
Ah.
So that's why I ended that first segment with that's the way the cookie crumbles.
Okay.
Do you have any cliches you like? I got a list of them that are just stupid.
You go ahead.
You know what? That is very nice of you to let me do that. Haste makes waste. That's what they call a cliche. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. Cat got your tongue. I don't know where that came from, but it seems kind of strange. Here's one. You get what you pay for. This is a classic. In the nick of time. And then I'll, of course, don't cry over spilt milk. And then that's the way the cookie crumbles. Those are all cliches. So yesterday was cliche day. Today, for those that really want to get current, it's King Tut Day. Did you know that?
Where's my Steve Martin?
King Tut. You know, let me tell you, now that you brought that up. Pine Knob in Detroit, Michigan. People who know anything about this will know I was eighth row center when Steve Martin did his original Let's Get Small tour and King Tut. Oh my goodness, it was so funny. It was pretty funny, folks. Sorry, you don't like him? I can't help you. There's nothing I can do. You need to pray for a pulse. On this day in 1939, the first air conditioned automobile was released. The movie Godzilla, that's for all of us who remember those. Remember those movies? I mean, did they not just take a can and hit the can and then take a lighter and then have like a flame going out of the light? Did they just do that for the flame and the fires? Do you remember that?
I wasn't there, no. I did not participate.
Did you ever? What is with you guys? When he comes in, you guys get so weird. Did you ever watch a Godzilla movie?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What did you think of the special effects?
It was funny. It was humorous.
Did you see they had like little men, like little Lego style men, and they'd put them in different
When
spots.
I was young, I believed it all. I believed in vampires. I believed
did
in Godzilla.
Did you really believe in everything?
Yes. I still sleep with blankets up around my neck because, you know, the vampire can't get you then. It's my rule.
Okay. Did you have a long weekend? Come on, tell the truth.
Not long enough.
That I fully understand. Let's see. Also, for those that don't know, watch this. You want to see a little. See how we're going to bring it all back. Today was also in 1993 the date of the first Israeli commercial TV channel. I'd like to see who else had that one. That's a good one, right?
That's a good one.
Easy transition from that, isn't it? What do you think? I know. I'm losing it. Let me go. My wife said, I love you. Wear this bubble wrap around your head. Let's talk about Luke chapter 6, verse 41 and 42. We'll do Clint in the next segment. I think it will work out fine. All right. Luke chapter 6, verse 41 and 42 says this. Why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but don't notice the log in your own? Or how can you say to your brother, brother, let me take out the speck that is in your eye when you yourself don't see the log that is in your own eye? Hypocrite! First take the log out of your eye and then you'll see clearly to take the speck in your brother's eye. This is a well-known passage, right? I mean, you've heard this. Have you heard this kind of like your whole Christian walk?
Pretty much.
What is it that strikes you about this passage? You hear it, and the first thing I think when I hear it is I think, yeah, I want to be careful. But then there's other things that start going through my mind. What goes through your mind when you hear this passage?
The first thing I think of is transparency. Being transparent with the person you're talking to as well as yourself. Honesty and transparency.
That's good. That's really good. I like that. And in doing this, have you ever, because the Holy Spirit convicted you, called yourself a hypocrite? Like, go, oh, I'm so hypocritical.
Absolutely.
Have you ever done that?
Absolutely.
Then you can't get mad about name calling because you called it to yourself,
right? You're right.
I go through that a lot.
I think God knows what he's doing.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it, that the Lord has really got this system down, doesn't he? All right, so there's a couple of things I do want to talk about in this passage, and that is in relationship to looking at other people and looking at ourselves, it's pretty distinct, and I used to teach this. There's a log that comes out of our own eye, and then there's a speck. Now, I used to use the translation that said splinter because, right. You know, a log – and then a splinter, and that really made. But actually, it's a speck. It's the dot. Oh, like so if there's a piece of wood, it's the dot that falls off the piece of wood. Like a little, like, you know, it's like a micro. It's so small you can barely see it. That's a pretty big difference in how we should be looking at ourselves and others, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Do you ever look at yourself more like the speck and then see the log in other people's eyes? Like, you got to turn it around.
Early in my walk, I did it often.
Okay.
The more you dig into the word, though, the more you realize that there has to be a self-evaluation done before you can begin to try to minister to other people.
It seems that way. Like, the closer in you get, not in the word, in fellowship, in prayer, and just in the whole process, the more into God you get, the more you go, whoa. Because you begin to realize how far out. Now, I do want to point this out for two main reasons, and John and I discussed this briefly before, but the teaching doesn't say that you are – there is no speck that is to be noticed or there is no splinter that is to be removed. It does not say that. Now, I understand that Time Magazine and Newsweek and all the people on cable TV tell you that, but they're dopes and they don't know what they're talking about, so don't pay attention to them. You never listen to false prophets and propagandists. It's ridiculous. What it does say, though, is before you're going to do something elsewhere, you got a real large body of work to work with inwardly. is that a good way to think of it?
Absolutely. Yeah. It really is.
Have you ever had to challenge or say to somebody, hey, man, you're doing this way off?
Oftentimes.
Yeah. Is it easier the more you've done it, or is it just depends on the person?
Well, considering my past, I just simply have to take a look at the way I used to be, and it really makes it clear to me how I can talk to someone else.
That's good. It's kind of like self-evaluation before you go in there and take the tweezers and pull them out.
Absolutely. Usually I've dealt with the same problems.
Oh, that's interesting.
And in a bigger way.
So you've had to deal with it, so you kind of know where it goes and how people kind of engage with it because you've already been doing that.
Right.
So that's good.
It almost turns into a testimony.
Yeah, that's great. I love that. That's really, really good. I think it's important for people to recognize that Jesus is not – there is nowhere that it says there's no judgment and then that's the flat end and nobody else says another word. That's just absurd. When it says judge not, lest ye be judged, there are four other verses that follow that. And you got to put them together as a unit. You don't get to just pick and choose. Otherwise, as I mentioned to Johnny earlier, you could just pick and choose scriptures at will. And then there's one scripture that says Judas hung himself and another scripture that says go and do likewise. You can just slap those together and throw it at somebody. I mean, you got to be careful, right? You got to use this in context. But the reality is before we're doing any evaluating elsewhere, got to start at home. And home, you're like in your heart, in your mind. That probably enables us to have a little bit more compassion or mercy in regards to how we go about it versus just blasting people, which everybody seems to be really good at.
Amen. They? Amen, brother.
Yeah, everybody's a great blaster. That's probably something we got to work on. All right, going to take a break and come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience.
There was a pastor, now I use that word with some reservation, having been involved in ministry and having the privilege of planting seven churches throughout the United States and having three separate ordinations, I have a tremendous amount of respect for people who commit their lives into ministry. But whenever there's somebody on television or anywhere else that is a nut job, then I just call it like I see it. Okay, that's what I call it. Call it like I see it. On the Sean Hannity show, roughly about 2 weeks ago, a reverend, so-called Reverend Oliver White was on the show, and Reverend Wright said this, and I'm going to repeat it because some of these things are just unbelievable. He said that Jesus was wrong about marriage. At least he didn't have the audacity to say he never said anything about marriage. He said Jesus was wrong about marriage and that marriage should be more than between a man and a woman. And then he proceeded to say this statement, ladies and gentlemen. He said this. Now, this isn't even the thing that's irritating. Then he proceeded to say this. If Jesus were alive today, he said, he would say, I didn't know it all. This is a man who's supposed to be representing Jesus Christ as a minister. This guy's no minister. And if you want to say, well, that's judging, I'll take that judgment all day long. All day long, I'll take that judgment, no matter what anybody says. Here's a guy that says two things. One, Jesus was wrong about marriage. Two, if Jesus were alive today, any person who proclaims or professes to be a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ and questions whether Jesus Christ is alive today or not is not a minister, but a false teacher. I don't care. I don't care if you like it. I don't care if you think that's mean. That's irrelevant. Facts are facts. And here's the thing that just overwhelms me. This overwhelms me, ladies and gentlemen. Any person who is in public office, now this goes with this, all three of these things go together. Any person who is in public office who changes their convictions about same-sex marriage because another family member has made a decision to go into the lifestyle of being gay or lesbian, any person who changes their convictions, their biblical Christian convictions, based on another family member changing their status into a gay or lesbian lifestyle, and then that person then changes their Bible convictions to accommodate their family member, is not fit to be a Christian. That's right. I said it. Welcome back. Well, that guy's fiery. To the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I do want to remind you, if you want to reach us, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Also, davidspoonmedia.com. That is our website. Johnny Hill hanging out with us. I do want you to know, for those that are looking for help, or for insight, or to talk to somebody in regards to moving, you can go to menofgodmoving.com. They do all of it. In fact, we got a commercial for them that's going to be coming out. It's kind of cool. You can also go to Facebook and look up Men of God Moving, Christian Movers. But it's pretty much, if you go to Men of God Moving, I think the page pulls up, right? Is that right?
Yes.
All right. Before we get into our read for Clinton Mystery Store, you're doing good? Things going well?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. You don't have a weekend that like normal people have, do you?
No, not really. Sort of our weekend is midweek, maybe Wednesday.
Maybe Wednesday you get a day off?
Maybe.
That's commitment. That's commitment to what the Lord brought you to. I like that. Amen. All right. Thank you for doing that. Mr. Restore.
Here I come to save the day. Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right,
Mr. Restore, smoke, fire, water damage, cleanup, sewage removal, other restoration services in and around the Dallas area, in and around Denton, in and around Grapevine, in and around Fort Worth, in and around Amarillo, in and around a lot of places. How about all of Texas? How about thousands of happy customers? I tell you, if you got thousands of happy customers, see, it's one thing to have thousands of customers. It's another thing to have thousands of happy customers. That means you are doing something right. They do free evaluations, advanced drying technologies. They work with all the insurance companies. They're A-plus rated with the BBB. They're family-owned and operated. Clint is a great guy. They work with some different ministries. He's involved in a ministry that's called the Adaptive Training Foundation, which helps people who have one, two, three, or four limbs that are missing come back into life. And not sit there and die in self-pity, but literally challenge them to become way beyond even what they thought they could be. And he's a part of that, and we support that, and we support him in his process, and we support Mr. Restore. And we ask you to go to MrRestore.com. That's just solid. You can get there via our website has a link there. You got any damage, anything going on, and you're like, I don't even know. Call them and talk to them. That's what the whole point is. Doesn't call to get these evaluations. You guys know that. And they're not going to go, okay, what's the name of your first male-born child? Okay, what's his social security number? They don't care. If they can help, they can help. They're a part of it, they're a part of it. They're not, they're not. Boom, done. Get in touch with them at 877-631-7576. 877-631-7576, MrRestore.com. And you might be saying, why do you say it that way? And as Clint was the one that pointed out, because if you say it fast, It's mysterystore.com. So it sounds like a mystery store. And it's like, oh, yeah, yeah, you can't do that. So it's mysterystore.com. That'll help you understand it. All right. Trivia. Where's my trivia? I know I have it here somewhere. I have, I think I put it over there. Papers everywhere. I got papers all over the place. Here we go. All right. Let's see how good everybody's feeling. Ready? Here it is. This should be a relatively easy one, although we've had some pretty good answers come through lately. But this should be a little easier. I want you to think now. Remember, Jesus has taught us many things about faith, right? So you know there's a lot of things within the scripture, and if you'll notice, there's four gospels. Why? Well, because if he told you once, you would never remember that. I mean, come on. So he teaches multiple times on the same subject, and then there's four gospels, so we can have four different encounters with Jesus demonstrated or written out, four different testimonies regarding how Jesus impacted people, which is why the gospels are the way they are. Get into that some other time. That's a deeper element of bibliology. But here's a simple question. What type of landscaping did Jesus say could be moved into the sea by faith? That's straightforward. That's pretty straightforward, isn't it? I think that's pretty straightforward. As soon as I remember our number, that's helpful. 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. What type of – somebody's already calling. What type of landscaping did Jesus say could be moved into the sea by faith? You got somebody on the line. Let's hear what they have to say. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Bob Evans.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great.
All right. So great to have you on. You ready for this? You see, I feel like you're ready because you're just right on it. As soon as I ask that question, boom, the phone lit up. So that's pretty good. All right, you ready for the answer? Here we go. I want you to give me the answer. What type
mountain.
Of lens? What was that?
Mountain.
Now, mountain is correct, sir. All right, now I know this wasn't the hardest one, but did you have to think about it, or did you instantly know?
No, I already know, but I would listen to you on the radio about your faith and things like that. But a thing about God's word, you know, we just look at God's word. What God said, you're like judging, you know, judge according to truth, the revelation knowledge of God's word.
That's right. So it's important for people to do it. We need to have a compassionate spirit, but if it's wrong according to God's word, you got to say it. I mean, you got to tell it. I mean, it is. The word is the plumb line of our faith, isn't it?
Yes.
All right. Good job, my friend. Thank you for that. Oh, and call back anytime, so I appreciate it.
Oh, well, I've been called two or three times before, so you ought to know this is Bobby Evans.
That's right. Got you, Bobby. All right, brother.
Thank you, brother.
All right. Have a blessed day.
All right. You too. Bye-bye. Good job. Bobby just nailing it down. I like that. All right. Let's get into this next one. Here's one that people are not going to like. That was a great facial expression. We're working on getting the whole Facebook thingy working here. They're going to actually have a line come in that works good, so that good. We'll have it. So we're going to have that. You should have seen the facial expression Johnny just gave. Like, ooh, ooh, ooh. All right, here you go. Luke 6:22. Don't ask. Blessed are you when people hate you, when they exclude you, insult you, and slander your name as evil because of the Son of Man. There's a lot there. Boy, you can pick that apart for hours. Blessed are you when people hate you, when they exclude you, when they insult you, when they slander your name as evil because of the Son of Man. Four things that are not great. Hate, exclude, insult, and slander. What do you think when you hear that? That's like a lot of like, ooh, people are not happy with you. Have you ever heard somebody that really just doesn't like you?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
You should be in my life, brother. It's everywhere I go and everything I do. All right, so here's the key. What strikes you when you think of this passage? What kind of ding, yeah, but Dave, ding, anything strike you?
The Word of God.
Okay.
The Word of God is not attractive to someone who is not willing to step away from their sin life.
not. It's not, right? And so they might have a response. This is something that I think is amazing. And I want to make a differential, so I want you to walk with me in this. They blessed are you when people hate you, exclude you, insult you, slander you, or any kind of any of that. And this is not – you can do this in the plurality. Blessed are you – blessed are we if they hate us, exclude us, insult us, slander us. But it's because of the Son of Man. It's because of the truth. It's because of standing firm. It's because of being led by the Holy Spirit. It's because of advancing the kingdom of God. If you are attacked because of these things, you are blessed, right?
Amen.
That's a
Amen.
Blessing. But what it doesn't say, and what I want people to recognize is, it doesn't say if you are attacked because you're a really annoying person. Do you understand that difference right there? One is based on the truth, the kingdom of God, and everything there. And then the other one is based on just being an annoying, annoying person. So you can be filled with the Holy Spirit. You can be know the word of God in and out. You can do a lot of things. But if you are riding 6 inches off of somebody's bumper at 85 miles an hour, and that person insults you or slanders you, it is probably not spiritually related.
Amen.
You see what I'm saying?
Amen.
That's a big difference, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah, big difference.
Because I think what people do is they take personal offense, even if it's not kingdom connected.
Right.
And it has to be kingdom connected. Now, again, if you are insulted, if you are excluded, if you are slandered, if you are hated because of the word of God, you are blessed. And you might be thinking, well, how does that blessing go? I don't know. What do you think of when you think of you're blessed because of it? Anything come to mind? Anything you think about?
I think of God's favor.
Oh, good. I like that. Do you think of that favor current or future or both?
Both. Both.
Good answer, because then it's like you might have favor now, but you're definitely going to have favor in the future, definitely laying up treasure
yes.
one way or another, right? I think it's important to understand that people are – when you're attacked because of Jesus and because of your faith and because of your stand in the Word, because you believe Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21,
right.
because you believe that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but by him. Because you believe that and then you're attacked, you're blessed. If you are never attacked because of any relationship or connection you have with Jesus, yeah, I'd be aware of that. You see what I'm saying? Be aware. Maybe that's because you're not sharing that. I don't know. Could be a multitude of reasons.
Time for a closer evaluation.
Closer evaluation. Going back to the judging, evaluating before you're pulling out the log
Amen.
Or pulling out the splinter. It's time to
Amen.
Pull out the log first. I just think it's important for people to understand. Being annoying does not give you a connection to being blessed. Being annoying is just being annoying. I have a whole list of people that can tell you how I'm like that. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Hey, jing-a-dee-jing, it's Dominic the Donkey, jing-a-dee-jing, the Italian Christmas Donkey, la, 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 la.
Oh, that is...
La, yeah. La, 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 la.
You asked for zany, my friend.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. So we, being not... completely unlike, you know, Christmas Vacation in Chevy Chase and so on and so forth. We got a really big tree, slapped it up on the car. Of course, it scratched the car to no end. Remember, I'm Jewish and I'm trying to follow the Christmas holiday. It's got nothing to do with my Christianity. I like Christmas. I like the season and so on and so forth. I have no problem celebrating any specific time, picking a time, and we're as close as we can be celebrating the birth of Christ. It's awesome. It's a great time of year. But you're talking about me fighting a tree, and I'm fighting the tree, and I'm fighting the tree, and I hack off a few branches. And unfortunately, what I hacked off with the axe wasn't enough because I was right there again, holding the Christmas tree with my feet on the door, trying to pull it in. Hey, you know what? The Christmas tree was not coming in. So you know what I did? I hacked off a few more pieces. But then, instead of just trying to pull the tree in, I hacked off a few more pieces. By this point, I have decided that Christmas is a pagan holiday that only people who are supporting Christmas presents have created, and Jewish people who believe in Jesus should not be celebrating Christmas, and I'm crashing the, and I've got the act up, and I'm crushing it, and I'm going to get this tree in, and you would not believe it, but after doing that for 15 minutes, I still could not get the tree in the house.
The Christian faith is being attacked. 50 years ago, people would disagree with Christianity, but with a sense of respect. Those days are over. The rage, the flesh, the enemy, and the atmosphere of sin is growing and growing. Jesus said in Matthew 24, "The love of many will grow cold." And if it's not the end now, it's certainly a lot closer than it was yesterday. You may be from a Baptist background. David Spoon has that. You may have a Pentecostal background. He has that too. You may have a non-denominational background. Yep, he's got that as well. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country Texas, 770 KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. If you want to, email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. I like getting emails from people. It's fun. I have gotten a couple of emails encouraging me to take long walks off of short piers.
I think that's rather funny.
I think it's actually funny when they do it, and it's funny. You know what I'm saying? Some of them are not as funny. Website, davidspoonmedia.com. Don't forget Facebook, David Spoon Media, YouTube, David Spoon Media. Do we have our 10-second dealios thingy? The
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
I love that. Here's why that's important, because when you wake up in the morning, you need to say, "Lord, I present myself, use me in Jesus' name." And that doesn't even take 10 seconds. And that day that you walk, in fact, you can do it in the middle of the day or any time of the day, but that then opens up the whole day to be a divine engagement. It's like, wow. 10 seconds every day can change the way you... If you tried that for a week, what do you think would happen? What do you think would happen?
Some pretty incredible things. God would use you in ways that you can't imagine.
Yeah, I think people would be really surprised that the Lord... I mean, I say this with the kindest of heart. The Lord used a donkey to rebuke a prophet so he can use anything. So, I mean, I'm just saying, so don't exclude yourself. But if you present yourself, then you're open to whatever God has in mind. That really opens the door of the Christian faith.
A good example for us is in the moving industry, we know we're going to run into some difficulties because it's a physical job, and we can pretty much expect that there's some ministry that will take place because God always sends us where we need it. So when I pray the prayer before I go to the move, it's pretty amazing.
That is amazing. That's a great idea to pray that before you get into the engagement. I mean, it's that mindset. And I don't really, when people ask me about that, I don't really expect them to do a perfect job, but I do expect them to start to be more mindful of presenting themselves, because that's the key right there.
Here's another tidbit. I do that often when I'm in a place where you would least expect someone to do it. For me, it would be the gym. There's a lot of distractions in the gym. It would be a place where you would least likely to be thinking about God. Pray that prayer in that place and see what God can do for you.
Wow, that's really good. I love it, Johnny. Good job.
Amen.
Good job. All right, fine. I'll give you another plug. Menofgodmoving.com. No, I'm kidding. All right. We just enjoy each other's company, folks. You're trying to figure out what's going on. We're having a good time in the Lord. That's
amen, brother.
This is what do you think heaven's going to be? I feel it'll be a lot of fun, but you know, some people have a really weird concept of heaven, you know.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. All right, let's go into this passage. I up and down on it, but I'm going to do it. All right, Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 14 says this. When times are good, be happy. But when times are bad, consider. God has made one as well as the other. Now, some people don't like that. They think, well, no. Don't say times can be bad and God made that. No, bad. God, nothing bad. And in their theology, it's all everything good, God, everything bad, Satan. And it's like it doesn't quite work that way. And that's giving Satan a whole lot of power he doesn't have. So let's never do that because that's a terrible idea. Here is the bottom line. The bottom line is that the Lord is going through Jesus Christ to bless you and I in our existence. A great amount of that blessing has to do with the eternal. And if you can't get that or understand that, you're missing Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, which says laying up treasures for heaven. I think there's a lot of people that think, well, I'm going to serve God because it's advantageous for me to do so right now. And that way, no matter what happens, I'll be a billionaire. And it's like, this is not what the kingdom of God is about. This is not the purpose of the kingdom of God. This is not it. In fact, let me read you a passage that will just challenge you right now. This is what I had in my weekend devotion. Ready for this?
Yes,
oh, I read this. I was like, come on, Lord. 2 Timothy 1:8 through 9. So don't be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord or of me, his prisoner. Instead, share in the suffering for the gospel. You see that? There's suffering there. Share in the suffering for the gospel, relying on the power of God. He saved us and called us. Stop right there. He saved us and he called us. Two things. Saved us and called us with a holy calling. Not according to our works, well, that's good, but according to his own purpose and grace. So God saved you and I and called you and I according to his purpose and not to make you and I happy. You can say all you want to say. Go ahead. But Jesus promised us abundant life. He never, that word abundant, and none of that says it's all positive. There's not even, the Greek word is not even a positive Greek word. It's a neutral word. The reality check is he did promise you an abundant life. There's a lot of life in Christ. Some of it's like this, and some of it's like this. It's up, it's down. You're thinking, well, no, it's all got to be good. It's all got to be good. All of it's got to be good. Through many tribulations, one must enter the kingdom of God. Like, what are you going to do?
Hallelujah.
Are you going to toss that? You can't toss that out. Now, here's something that I will say. And this is kind of on the opposite side. Watch me jump. I'm going to jump, leap on the other side. Here's something that people miss quite a bit. I'm not sure why we're missing this one. When the Lord does bless you, okay, and it says, when times are good, be happy. Okay, that's what it says. But when times are bad, consider. Not complain, not pout, not do all those things. But what happens is people will get blessed by God, and then they think, okay, but now something bad is coming. And you're thinking, well, when's the other shoe going to drop? Remember that expression, right? Like a cliche kind of thing? Well, Proverbs 10:22 says, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, or enriches is the actual Hebrew, and he adds no sorrow with it, which means God will bless you, and there's no sorrow. There's no other shoe dropping. There's no big disaster coming. The Lord blesses you. Enjoy it. That's it. There's nothing. It's probably not going to be perpetual. All right? And it doesn't mean that every time you spend money, it's going to come back to you, especially if you buy a lotto ticket. I mean, come on, right? I mean, can you just imagine? Well, I was going to give 90% to the Lord. So the $100 million lottery, what you're really saying to God is, I just want $10 million, right? Isn't that what you're saying? I can do so much good with it. Apparently, God doesn't think so because you don't have it. Here's part of the problem. Those are reality checks. And before you give me the line, oh, the devil's keeping me from getting it, I will make this real simple for you. The devil can never steal from you that which you surrender to God. Oh, bazinga. Bam. You know, the devil can never steal from you that which you surrender to God. And you think, well, aren't there the passages where the Lord will help and you'll be blessed? And yeah, you go through seasons of living. That's what abundant living really is. So you go through the up, you go through the down, and no matter what up and down you go through, guess who's always right by your side? The Lord. That's the best part. And again, people are like, well, the devil can do this and the devil can do this. He can't steal from you anything you surrender to God. He's not so big as to be an equal to God. And don't you ever think that. That's just a lie. I'll tell you how big he isn't. I just feel the necessary to go down this road. When God had him removed from heaven, if you will check your scriptures, just check. He had Michael the archangel throw him out. God didn't even get up. Yeah, I'm not getting up. Michael, take care of this. That's how not equal it is. Do you understand that? There's a substantial difference. Greater is he that is you in you than he that is in the world. And this is why the scripture says, submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil and he'll flee. Why? Because if you submit to God, if you surrender to God, if you yield to God, then God's power is working in you, flowing through you. And the ability to resist the devil becomes a whole nother plan. And the devil don't want to fight God direct. You don't want to fight. The more you have in you, the more you have the Lord in you, the less the devil wants to really engage. Because he ain't going to win. You know, see what I'm saying? Isn't that cool?
Amen, brother.
Dave's on a tear. Dave's on a tear. You know, we talk about the prosperity gospel, and we're not a direct, you know, we think that God does bless people. I don't want you to get the wrong idea. I think God blesses people all the time. But I think God puts people through trials and troubles and struggles to teach them the real value and the real gold of their faith. And that lies what I think people forget. Greater than any gold or silver is your purified faith. Now, do you want the true riches or do you want the worldly riches? Which one? Do you want Jesus or do you want the world's perception of Jesus? And what if God asked you, like the rich young man, lay it all down? Would you? And if you even hesitate, then you're him. Then you're the rich young man. And that guy went away sad. Like, don't do that. Let the Lord, he'll help you through it. And times go up, times go down. It goes both ways, right? I mean, you've had good and bad times, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And yet, who's with you all the way?
God.
Right.
Unchanging.
Every step, right?
Unchanging.
And it's cool when you know he's with you. It's like, I know it's going to happen, but God's going to do it. That's right. It's like a whole other place. That's the place we want to be, folks. You just want to be in that wonderful, wonderful place. All right. I'm sorry. I'm just yabbing. Poor Johnny. He's learning from a yabber. What am I going to do? All right. We're going to take our break here. Come back. We got our next thing going. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. We'll have a trivia and then a final. Don't go anywhere.
Hey. Here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interests. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water,
Dr. Robert Jeffress on Hell.
I had a lady one time, we did a Q&A session in our church. We call Ask the Pastor. Usually I know what they're going to ask, but this lady raised her hand and she said, Pastor, if a woman is pregnant at the rapture, does that mean she will be pregnant throughout eternity? And I paused for a second and I said, yes. It's called hell.
That's brutal.
Mean, there are some unanswered questions about all of this, but I do think we can know we're going to know one another.
The David Spoon Experience.
It's incredible.
And it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple. And there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media. And on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section. And it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video, but you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
You're the president of Focus on the Family. When you got that position, I'm talking the initial moment that you knew you were getting that position, were you thinking, what?
Exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking. Given my background, I was going, no, no, no. In fact, I got home, said to my wife, Jean, this is what I've been asked today. And she looked at me and said, who would have thunk it? That summed it up. That was that entire day. I was just like, oh, my goodness. My wife and I used to pray for the poor guy coming behind Dr. Dobson.
Now you were praying for yourself. You didn't even know it.
That's exactly right. Does he have a sense of humor or what?
That's great stuff. Excellent material and an excellent interview, Jim. I really appreciate it. You did a great job, and I just want to thank you from my whole heart just for all the work that you're doing, for the people that you're blessing, and for this project that you guys have been working on Irreplaceable. Nice job.
Thanks, David.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Must be Monday. That's what I'm going to go with. Wonder Julie, how you doing? You doing good? I just want to make sure you're doing good.
Yeah, well, it's a little tough after the time change.
It was weird, right? We had Noah had to get up super duper duper early, so we had to go to bed early, and it was all like, and then I was like,
I went to bed at 6:30 because usually it would have been 7:30, and that's when I usually go to bed. So
6:30, that is early. That's
worse
than ours.
I was tired.
Yeah, that's just like I just find it amazing, and I'll say this because I lived in Arizona for quite some time, that it's one of the few states that doesn't change their clocks.
Right.
And originally I thought, well, because they don't have to, it's because of the sun. But, you know, I lived there for quite a bit of time, and the fact of the matter is it's just too challenging for people in Arizona. Come on! I can say it. I live there. It's just too challenging. I forget. See? And then they just let it go. Okay. I think they heard they're going to try and change it so that they get rid of it. Did you hear about that?
I did, but it hasn't gone through. You'd think it would be easy.
Yeah. That's not anymore.
No.
Nothing anymore. Those days are over. All right. Let's do a quick trivia. Let's see. Trivia. Which one do I want to do? Okay. I'm going to ask you a little harder question. Okay. A little harder question. Name the books that the Apostle John wrote in the New Testament. Oh, somebody's got to be knowing it or feeling it. 972-445-0770. Give thanks to Johnny Hill for hanging out with me. Menofgodmoving.com. If you have any moving needs, this is where you want to go. Will you hear the commercial we created for him? His phone number, by the way, 817-707-7672. And you can always reach them through Facebook. Now, I do not expect necessarily to get an answer to this trivia question because it is a tougher one. So you got to be thinking through. I will only give you one hint. I'm asking you to name the books the Apostle John wrote in the New Testament. There are five. Whoa! I didn't say it'd be easy. You didn't want me to make this easy, did you? So I have this one thing that I was going to teach, and I don't want to teach it. So I'm not going to do that. I will teach this other thing, though. This is kind of a cool thing, and I want to get Johnny's feedback on this. Luke 6:17-18, after coming down to them, he stood on the level place with a large crowd of his disciples and the great multitude of people from all Judea and Jerusalem, from the seacoast of Tyre and Sidon. They came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. They came to Jesus to hear him because what he has to say changes lives and to be healed by him. Simple question, just as best you can in your heart. Does that still happen today?
Yes.
People hear him and people are healed by him.
Yes, I'm a direct witness to it almost on a daily basis.
You're a direct witness to it because it happened to you.
That it did, sir. That it did. And because of that, God has placed us in that ministry. We deal with sick people. Well, we deal with the elderly, so we deal with a lot of illness. And prayers go up every day, and we see prayers get answered every day.
I find it interesting that the phrasing in the scripture is that they hear Jesus and then they come to Jesus to hear him and to be healed by him. There's so many things that are said that are not life-giving, that they're draining almost. In fact, most news and most commentaries, most things like that are pretty draining. I'm not talking about teaching a scripture. I'm talking about, you know, people in the social networks and so on. So it seems kind of a weird thing. It's just that when Jesus spoke, even if he rebuked you, it was a speaking of life.
Amen.
Isn't that like the big diff? I mean, don't you see it that way? What do you think?
It's interesting you brought that up. Night before last, we were on our last move, and there was a gentleman in the room that we didn't see because he was sick and he was quiet. And I believe he just started dialysis. And so at the end of the move, I asked his wife if we could pray for him. And he listened. And he heard God's voice. And I saw it in his eyes. And he got really excited. So at the end of my prayer, he said, "So when does the Lord plan on healing me and getting me out of this chair?" And it sort of threw me for a loop. I wasn't really ready for him to be so aggressive. But that's exactly what God is calling us to do. If we believe by faith, then we need to stand up and walk by faith. And so God was calling him to stand up. That's what the prayer was about him standing up like he did in the days of his youth. That's what the Lord told me to pray for. So I told him that the Lord would call him to stand up that day. And I expect when I call that family back that he will have stood up.
Wow.
Amen.
Wow. I mean, what I love about that is, here's just, I'm going to say this, going to be really honest, going to be really one of those weird things. I like it when the church tries. I don't like it when the church doesn't try. In other words,
amen.
I like it when the church goes, "Well, I don't know if this will work, but, you know." I mean, it's like there's an old Jewish joke. You know, the guy's going to pass away. He said, "Well, what should I do?" I said, "Take 2 aspirin." He goes, "Would that help?" He goes, "Wouldn't hurt." It's like it's this part that's just like the church is like afraid to make a mistake. And in ministry – and it's like that's the one place we should be trying more than anything else. I mean, I understand some of the political and sociological fights and warfares, but by golly, praying for somebody or hoping for somebody, that seems like a good thing.
Pretty straightforward, pretty simple.
Yeah. That's good. So when you were talking to him and you were praying for him, he could hear through what you were saying. He was kind of like the Lord was touching him through the prayer time. You know, because I've seen that. I've seen where people pray, and I've had the chance to pray for people. And you watch, and it's like I don't think it has to do with the person who's praying.
Absolutely,
it just has to do with the Lord touching them, a person being in a place to receive, and their life gets changed.
Oftentimes, when I pray for people, I'm the odd man out.
That's an interesting saying. It's really, really a good saying.
I'm not a part of it. I'm just literally just a small, tiny tool that God is using, and he makes it known to me that I have nothing to do with it other than I've chosen to be obedient and speak what the Holy Spirit puts on my heart. Sometimes I have no idea what I'm saying when I say it, but I'm confident that his words will not land on deaf ears.
Yeah, that's great. I love that because what you get to do is watch and enjoy the kingdom, even though you know this kingdom is happening kind of beyond you. And I think that's
amen.
True of any good witness. Like if you share something and you know it's truth and that truth has penetrated, when you use the word of God and speak the truth and you know it makes an impact, you know that's because it's the word of God.
Amen.
It's not because of me thinking
amen.
I know how to say stuff. I mean, it's never – I don't think it's ever because people know how to speak.
I think it's the power of God that stands by his words.
It's really the contrary. God wants us to speak directly from the Holy Spirit, not in and of ourselves. So I notice that I probably stumble a lot when I'm praying because I'm listening to the Holy Spirit. And it's of no effort of mine, none whatsoever.
I love that. I love that kind of mindset. I love that kind of thinking. My wife and I do a lot of praying. She really needs prayer just because she's living with me. So, I mean, she actually needs prayer. But we can always tell at night when we're praying to pray because we're supposed to pray.
Right.
Or when we're praying and we're connecting.
Wow.
You can always sense between the two of us. We almost like immediately know. And then when we pray a prayer, this is our thing. We pray a prayer and it's kind of you're going through the motions or whatever. Right. When we're done, we always say to the Lord, we'll do better next time. we'll do better next time. I mean, that was probably not great. And then usually it's either tired or frustrated or whatever, and then it doesn't come out right. And it's just the thing that it's going through the motions.
Here's a good way to practice. When you say blessing, when you bless your food, it's real easy to get into this mundane routine of saying the same prayer. So practice. I practice to get excited about the food. And then I talk to God about how excited I am about the food, like how it tastes and what specifically I'm eating. And it keeps me from getting into a routine.
That's interesting. I now, for me, I'm Jewish. We pray after. You're like, well, how can the Jewish people pray after? It's very simple. If it's not a good meal, I'm just not going to attribute it to anywhere. It's kind of like how we do it. And for me, I'm a foodie. So, I mean, there's no problem getting excited about food. I mean, Wonder Julie over there is forcing me to get into a dietary element because my wife thinks it's brilliant. Thanks a lot, Julie. Anyway, all right, that's the show. We just had a good time today. Good fellowship, great time. I hope it was a blessing for you, brother.
Yes, it absolutely was, brother. I love you.
I love you too, man. All right, folks, you have been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. We're going to take a 23-hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The views expressed in the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.